If you're listening to this, you have been framed. This episode is brought to you by the Gold Coast Report.
I know some of you might argue that Accra, arguably the most populous city in Ghana, is the most expensive by far. And be that as it may, you just got to wake up every day to expensive food and drama. And I mean, sometimes it's even difficult to find a good barber. Well, I mean, then again, Accra we day. If you saw it day. At the same time, it's just a lovely city to be in, you know. It's what it is, you know. Accra, it's what it is. If you know, you know.
Just a tiny disclaimer, this episode is nothing about Accra. Just needed to toy off a little bit. This episode is titled, Lost and Found. You enjoy. Previously on Framed, once you realize that you have more power to stop, to control, cajole that desire. that, my friend, is when you know you become unbroken.
Well, that's a brilliant speech. I don't know whoever gave you that idea.
That's brilliant. I'm not arguing with that, but how do we get out of here? Stranger, how's it doing? Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy out here. So, what I need you to do is get closer just a little bit. Excellent. Now, let me tell you a story about how I, you know, got myself in a little bit of a predicament. As some of you might call it. Ready? Let's go. So my story begins, like every story, from the beginning, obviously.
I have a way to get your money back, I promise. Yes. Just like next week.
If not, then you have my money, or you don't. Do you have my money?
Not really. No, not really.
I need to do nothing at all. You have my money. Don't have my money. I let you go to the warehouse and spend 3 days with Finn.
3 days?
What's the name of Johnny Finn again?
Steven?
Steven. eBay is not sleeping with the fishes, so no. You don't want to be like eBay. You have to pay me my money, the beast.
No, but you gave me 6 months. It's not even up to six months.
I'm not listening to nothing. You come to my house, you break bread with me, you steal my grandmama, and you disrespect my grandmama. Now you owe me money. You understand? I'm a businessman. I'm gonna do things like that.
But there has to be a way to solve this. Six months isn't even up yet. 6 months isn't even up. I have a way to get your money back.
I'm gonna give a fuck. Alright. Thank you. Alright. Bye bye.
Mr. Shapiro, don't.
No, God.
Fuck.
So, you're wondering what happened to Stephen's friend. Let's call him Francis. Reason being that Francis was supposed to record and edit this part of the episode, but for budget reasons, he refused to edit the episode. So I'm going to do the torture part with my voice, because why not? So here we go. Oh God, please stop. Where the money at? Please stop. I hate this job. Alright. So yeah, just imagine the worst things happening to him. What's his name again? Francis. And then one day, something happens.
So Francis was saved by the FBI. I wonder who's next. Whoever snitched, God's watching. We're both fighting. But yeah, Francis got saved. And now he's back in the office. You know. As usual. Fuck, bitch. But anyway, thank you for listening to today's episode. It's been fun. Yeah, so that's the end of the story.
Cut to the end. Cut to the end. You son of a bitch, Francis. Cut to the fucking end.
Yeah, so that was the story, basically. This is one of, like, my brain conjured, like, concepts. Like, the wildest concept of what happens if you owe, like, a drug dealer money or, like, a kingpin money. What exactly would you do in such a scenario? And the truth is nothing unless the police save you. So, yeah. Moral of the story, don't owe drug lords or kingpins money. Trust me, it never really ends well. I've played out all the scenarios in my head, and this is like an example of a scenario. It doesn't end well, so don't do it. Anyway, I'm gonna see you in the next episode. Be good. Peace out. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever.